Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to songs written or co-written by a woman whom most jazz fans know primarily as a singer. It's Miss Peggy Lee, songwriter, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Things are swinging, birds are singing, and just what do you think those bells are doing but ringing? 'Cause they have to ring to make this whole thing rhyme. And you know that things are swinging all the time. If the news is what the blues is, then we better just practice up on our ones and twos. 'Cause where love is, you can always find a rhyme. And where love is, things are swinging all the time. It's as simple as a dimple, just remember that. You can find some brand new swinging ideas underneath your hat. So keep counting, feel it mobbing, till you think it must be Ponce de Leon's fountain. Yes, the fountain of youth for those who know the score means that things will keep on swinging forevermore. Like the wind that's blowing a boat right into shore. It's the livingest thing to live and breathe and keep on laughing up your sleeve. Things are swinging and they'll keep swinging some more. Yes, things are swinging and they'll keep swinging some more. Let's keep on swinging and swing right out the door.
Peggy Lee doing Where Can I Go Without You and Things Are Swingin'. We're playing songs written or co-written by Peggy Lee on this edition of Nightlights. Many fans of jazz and American popular music are familiar with Lee as a singer, but they may not know that she was a prolific songwriter as well, penning roughly 200 tunes either by herself or with collaborators. Peggy Lee was born in 1920, one of seven children in a North Dakota family. She had a mother who loved her very much and who also liked to play piano and sing. But when Peggy Lee, whose actual name was Norma Dolores Eggstrom, was only 4 years old, her mother died. Her father married again, and her stepmother soon began to beat her. It sounds like a bad fairy tale, and Lee's subsequent life reads somewhat like a fairy tale escape. She eventually began singing with bands, got on some North Dakota radio shows, went out to Los Angeles, bounced around the country for a while, and ended up working in Chicago, where she began to garner a following among bandleaders who came to hear her sing, among them Glenn Miller, Claude Thornhill, and Benny Goodman, who ended up bringing her on board his big band to replace Helen Forrest. The recording she made with Goodman in the early 1940s elevated her to stardom, but she gave it all up for romance. In 1943, she married the guitarist in Goodman's band, Dave Barber. The two were very much in love and would remain close after their 1952 divorce, a separation that Lee did not want, brought about by Barber's alcoholism. Initially, after marrying Barber, Lee thought that she would be a stay-at-home wife, but her love of music led her to start writing it, often in tandem with her husband. And as she began to record for Capitol Records in the mid and late 1940s, some of their collaborations became chart hits. Lee later remarked that David would come home and say, "Where's dinner?" And I would say, "I never got around to making dinner, but the song is done." Ultimately, they'd really hit the jackpot with their 1948 song Manana, which went to number one and stayed on the charts for 21 weeks. Here's Peggy Lee doing her and Dave Barber's That Old Devil Won't Get Me on Nightlights.
Who's that whispering in my ear? Why, you old devil, what you doing here? If you try to tell me that he's not my friend, and I won't stick till the very end. You just don't know how far my back will bend. That old devil won't get me. And if I start to worry when the rent's not paid, and I'm not counting the money I've made, I'll just keep going till I make the grade. That old devil won't get me. 'Cause he don't know what I know, that I love him left and right. And when I'm smiling in his eyes, how's he gonna pick a fight? And when my cup is empty and the water goes by, well, don't you think I'm gonna bat my eye? 'Cause I'll have water when the well runs dry. That old devil won't get me.
What they used to be.
Keep on a talking.
Business is pretty bad all over.
Keep on a walking.
I don't know. Some folks say that if you don't
want to hear you.
Well, I don't know how things will turn out.
I don't fear you if my cup is empty when the water goes by. Well, don't you think I'm going to bat my eye? 'Cause I'll have water when the well runs dry. That old devil won't get me. You old devil, ha ha, you won't get me. I go out to dinner in some little bar, play some kind of music, wonder where you are. One little thought keeps running through my mind. Oh, baby, come home. Tried to build a fire in the fireplace. I wound up with nothing but soot upon my face. You mean so many things that no one can replace. Oh, baby, come home. Come to me. Care for me. Take me back again. It could be so easy to find our love again. Tried to back the car out, guess I hit the door. Dented in the fender like I did before. I don't want to do these things alone anymore. Oh, baby, come home. Your dinner, specially for you. All your favorite dishes with second helpings too. It would take you time to teach them all to someone new. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Come in your eyes.
So it must be so. You
got to be healthy and gay. It's better that way.
So it must be so.
Who told you you were anything less? Less than a beautiful child. And when you smile, love did all the rest.
And so,
dry every tear in your eye. Look up at that sky. Oh, the sun's aglow.
Yes, the sun's aglow. So it must be so.
Hey, look at that bird on the wing. Who taught him to sing? Oh, it must be so. That flowering bush, who gave it a push and made it grow?
Who told you you were anything less? Less than a flowering bush, a bird on a wing.
Be like the bird and sing.
And so,
take a deep breath of that air. There's plenty to spare. And you must know that it must be so.
That carrot that grew in the yard, it isn't Swiss chard.
So it must be so.
And grass is as green to my eye as to the next sky.
So it must be so. Who told you you were anything less?
Less than a vegetable dish out of the yard. You're more than old Swiss chard.
And so, better start planting those seeds
and pulling those weeds. cause you got to know.
Yes, you gotta know.
That it must be so.
Yes, you gotta know.
Yes, it must be so.
Yes, you gotta know.
Yes, it must be so.
It must be so.
Peggy Lee in 1954 with the Mills Brothers doing a song she wrote called It Must Be So. Before that, we heard two songs she co-wrote with her husband, guitarist Dave Barber, a 1952 recording of Baby Come Home and a 1951 recording of That Old Devil Won't Get Me. The upbeat theme that we heard in It Must Be So occurs in a number of Peggy Lee's songs. She could also capture quite melancholic moods and states as well. We'll hear examples of both in this next set, which also features interpretations of Lee's songs from singers Sarah Vaughan and Nina Simone. They were just two of the many vocalists who recorded Peggy Lee's songs, including Nat King Cole, Doris Day, Tony Bennett, Ella Fitzgerald, June Christie, and Mel Torme. Right now, we'll hear another famous vocalist performing a duet with Peggy Lee, a broadcast version of a song that Lee said she wrote one morning when she got up to clean house. "I'm always happy when I'm cleaning," she said, "and I had just found out that I was going to have a baby. I looked out the window and said, 'It's a good day.' Then I started to hum, and Dave came out with his guitar, and before we knew it, we had written the words and music for a song." Here's Peggy Lee on the radio with Bing Crosby in 1946 singing "It's a Good Day" on Nightlights.
Singing a song.
Oh, it's a good day for moving along.
Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong?
A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes.
And it's a good day for losing the blues.
Everything to gain and nothing to lose.
A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, "Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away the pills.
'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Good morning, sun. Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for curing your ills.
And it's a good day for paying your bills.
So take a deep breath and throw away the pills. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? That's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? What more can a woman do?
A note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words. How can I sing goodbye, old sleepy head?
get ahead. Remember, darling, don't smile.
Nina Simone in 1964 performing Don't Smoke in Bed, a song credited to Willard Robeson, but written in part by Peggy Lee and her husband Dave Barber, and a song that's now considered rather prophetic in light of Lee and Barber's eventual breakup over his inability to stop drinking. Before that, we heard Sarah Vaughan performing Lee and Barber's What More Can a Woman Do, a 1945 recording with Dizzy Gillespie, Flip Phillips, and Charlie Parker in the horn section. A song that was also a hit for R&B singer Big Mabel, comes off the CD Sarah Vaughan 1944 through 1946. And we started off with Peggy Lee herself singing with Bing Crosby, a radio broadcast of the Lee Barber song It's a Good Day. We'll have more songs written or co-written by Peggy Lee in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Miss Peggy Lee, songwriter on Nightlights.
About a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin. Oh, what a stew I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you.
We're playing music written or co-written by Peggy Lee on this edition of Nightlights. Peggy Lee was an immensely popular singer, but many of her fans didn't or don't know that she had a hand in writing many songs, including some of her biggest hits. One such song was Fever, credited to several writers, including Little Willie John, who recorded it before Lee. But in the late 1950s, Lee added more words in a musical passage and stripped down the arrangement, coming up with the spare string bass, drum, and finger snap sound of the song. Fever stayed on the charts for 15 weeks and became one of the songs most strongly associated with Lee. Fans of hers may also not realize that she wrote or co-wrote songs for a number of movies, among them Walt Disney's Lady and the Tramp. She also provided the voices for four of the characters, two cats, a dog, and a human, and persuaded a reluctant Walt Disney to revise the script and allow another dog character to live. We'll hear her as the dog Peg singing He's a Tramp from that movie right after her performance of Fever on Nightlights.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
A new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Peggy Lee singing He's a Tramp from the soundtrack to the 1952 Walt Disney movie A Lady and the Tramp. Peggy Lee also providing the voice of that dog character who sang that song, Peg, originally supposed to be named Mamie, but then Walt Disney changed his mind because that was the first name of the current first lady at that time. That was a song that Peggy Lee co-wrote with Sonny Burke. We also heard her performing Fever, a hit song to which she contributed uncredited lyrics and a musical arrangement from the CD The Best of Miss Peggy Lee. Throughout the songwriting aspect of her career, Peggy Lee collaborated with a number of renowned jazz and popular song composers, including Victor Young, Quincy Jones, Duke Ellington, and Johnny Mandel. In the mid-1960s, she also wrote some songs with another composing star of American popular music, Cy Coleman. Coleman would later help with the material for her 1983 Broadway show, Peg. Here's Peggy Lee singing her and Cy Coleman's That's My Style on Nightlights.
That's my style, and I know when I see it, and I see it, and I know it, and I just can't quite forego it. He's got that chemistry that melts me down and ruins me, yeah. A little lopsided, and it's wicked, and it's crooked, and I know it's got me hooked. Don't even mention eyes, a walk or talk or shape or size. Yes, that's my style. I give up, I give in, 'cause I already know that he's gonna win. I'm all through, so what's new? And there's no use worrying what he's gonna do, 'cause that's my style. A stormy, smoldering fire, I can't fight it, I can't fake it, and I know I just can't make it.
And now is now.
can win. No matter what might have been, now we can begin again. For then was then, and now is now.
Peggy Lee doing a song that she co-wrote with Cy Coleman, Then Was Then and Now Is Now, from the 2001 CD compilation Peggy Lee Sings the Standards. Before that, we heard another song that she co-wrote with Coleman, That's My Style, recorded in 1963 for the Capitol album In Love Again. Throughout her career, Peggy Lee loved to sing the blues, and she won a great deal of respect for her blues singing. After one show late in her life, an African-American fan who'd been waiting to meet her told her that, after you do the blues, they're done, and Lee was reportedly ecstatic for the rest of the evening. In 1961, she recorded an album of blues, many of which featured her own lyrics, called Blues Cross Country. The album's band was made up of stellar West Coast musicians, led by a man with whom Peggy Lee had become romantically as well as professionally involved with, a young Quincy Jones. We'll hear one of their collaborations, as well as a song that Lee co-wrote that same year with the legendary Harold Arlen, but which she didn't record until more than 25 years later. First, here's Peggy Lee doing her and Quincy Jones's Train Blues from Blues Cross Country on Nightlights.
Whenever I hear the train whistle blow, I've got to tell you, I feel kind of low. Unless I've got a ticket and I can ride, I want to follow the track. I've got a hunger inside. Old steam engine, stay on the track. Take me there and bring me back. Love to see those big wheels roll all over the country. It's so good for my soul. May have to follow to Alaska, but you can take me to a north border town. Maybe he'll go south to Texas, and if he does, train, take me right down. Or maybe my baby has a notion to live on a tropic isle. Well, you can take me right down to the ocean, and in Hawaii I'll see baby smile. Yes, train, yes, train, take me to the east, take me to the west, take me to the place my baby likes the best. Engineer, I love to hear that whistle. Train, I love to hear you wail. Go train, I know my love will be waiting. Here now, I can hear the man call.
December and all the loving from my head to my shoes. Then sometimes maybe he call me baby and I'd be happy with the blues. So many nights, many days I keep telling myself what to do, where to go. But I stay here 'cause I need him. Yes, I need him, I know. Rather be lonely without my only one. So I'll be happy with the blues. To do where to go, but I stay here 'cause I need him. Yes, I need him, I know. Rather be lonely without my only one, then I'll be happy. At least I'm happy. Yes, I'm so happy with the blues.
Peggy Lee singing Happy with the Blues, a song that she co-wrote with Harold Arlen for a 1961 TV tribute that she did to his music. Lee revised the lyrics decades later and recorded the song in 1988 for the eventual album Love Held Lightly. Before that, we heard her collaboration with Quincy Jones' Train Blues from the 1961 album Blues Cross Country. Peggy Lee began as a songwriter in the mid-1940s, at a time when that activity, like so many others, was considered to be the domain of men. And also at that time, it was unusual for singers of any gender to be performing their own music. While Peggy Lee's contributions to the legacy of recorded vocal jazz and American popular song are immense, she should also receive credit for helping to advance the notion of a woman as a creative force, playing an important part in shaping the sound of what she sang so well. Her inspiration was a love of music and a love of life. We'll close with two songs that showcase the ballad-inclined and the upbeat characteristics of Peggy Lee's songwriting. One song, the 1967 I'm Gonna Get It, comes on like a sassy Burt Bacharach arrangement. Well, this song, Lee later said, was written at 8 o'clock in the morning one day when she was feeling really low. She chose it as the title track for a 1989 compilation of songs she had authored and noted that it has lasted longer than the love affair that prompted it. Peggy Lee with George Shearing performing her and Hubie Wheeler's There'll Be Another Spring on Nightlights.
Don't cry, there'll be another spring. I another time to love and laugh with me. Just wait and see.
Song I'm Gonna Get It, which she co-wrote with George Romanis from the 1967 album Something Groovy. We also heard Peggy Lee and George Shearing performing a song that she co-wrote with Huey Wheeler, There'll Be Another Spring, from the 1959 album Beauty and the Beat. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to David Torreson. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.